Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play this audio for you guys. So Rob actually brought this to my attention. I actually did not see this. This is from Ty Masterson. He's been on the show before, right? Not friend of the show, but he's been on the show one time before. He is expecting some news about the Royals and where their stadium could be.
The only site the Royals are considering is the one just south of where we are right now.
Masterson spoke to us for about 10 minutes in his hometown of Andover.
I am anticipating being presented with a proposal from the Department of Commerce and the team either at my late November or early December LCC meeting. That's what I'm expecting.
Masterson says he believes there are more Royals season ticket holders on the Kansas side than the Missouri side.
I do know a majority of the Royals fans are on our side of the fence, so it makes sense.
So Ty Masterson, he's been on the show before. He's pretty plugged in when it comes to this. I will continue to ask the exact same question about Kansas that I've asked this entire time. I understand why the Chiefs are having a real dilemma. What the Chiefs want and what the Royals want are two very different things, and they are weighing two very different options. The Chiefs have an iconic stadium that is known around the world, and they are thinking about either putting more money and renovating that stadium or having someone else build them a completely new stadium. Now, the Royals are also thinking about getting a new stadium, but there is no scenario in which they stay where they currently are. They have told you that at every single turn. We don't want to be at the Truman Sports Complex anymore. They have never proposed a single idea that would keep them at the Truman Sports Complex. If this Kansas deal is so great, why have they not taken it? Right now, there is one thing that they can do to never have to talk to Mayor Quinn Lucas again, never have to talk to the city of Kansas City again. They don't have to talk to North Kansas City. We've already bought land out here. This is where we think the best future for the Kansas City Royals are. And I think a lot of people would understand, especially with everything that is going on in Missouri, from a $100 million deficit to what's going on with Frank White. Like, you have been given every possible out, if you want, of Missouri, where it could be like, all right, it's time to do something different. Why have the Royals just not simply taken it at this point? You cannot improve the Kansas deal from where it's at. That deal has been there from the moment that the vote failed last April. They have had the opportunity to take the exact same deal every single day, and they keep waiting and waiting not to. So then it just makes me question if they're ever going to take the deal, because again, what they want, what their options are so very different than what the Chiefs' options are.
Let me ask you this. Let me see if you agree with this theory I have. I guess a better way to say it. On why the Royals are still hem-hawing around. I think the two things the Royals want, and maybe not in order, are they want downtown baseball and they don't want another vote. Those are the two things I think the Royals want more than anything. And it's sounding more and more, and we get these news reports and they're kind of leaking out over time, like they are at least leaning toward 119th or Clay County. Clay County has to have a vote. 119th doesn't. They can just kind of go there. The mayor always says they don't need a vote to go downtown. So I think the Royals are trying to find a way to circumvent a vote to get their new stadium.
Well, let me ask you this, because I think this is a very valid question. You don't think that vote would pass?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass in Clay County? Because I'm just thinking.
I don't think so. It would be a pretty big tax hike in Clay County to build the stadium. I don't think it's the Royals. I think in America, if you say taxes are going up, people don't vote for that. They just don't.
I'm 100% with you there. That makes a lot of sense. But I guess what I would argue is if you are North Kansas City and you are a proud North Kansas City person, like there's everybody from the metro is like really proud of it. Whether you grew up in Midtown, maybe you grew out in Overland Park, like you were really proud of your area. Your North Kansas City has never had anything close to this opportunity. You will never get the Chiefs. The Chiefs have no interest in going north of the river. This is your one opportunity in your life to secure the Royals. You will never get this opportunity again. If they build a stadium downtown, you will not get this opportunity again. If the Royals go to Kansas, they don't in 25 years decide, you know what, our stadium really should have been in North Kansas City. Let's tear this one down and let's start over. You get one shot at a stadium. So if you're North Kansas City and you don't vote yes on this thing, then okay. Then you will continue to be overlooked by a large portion of the metro area that for now, Rob, you never go over there. You live on 135th. Why would you ever go to Armor Road to hang out or do anything? This is the one time you will get real legitimate tourism and push local business from all across the metro, from all across the region that come to Royals games. And you're going to vote no on it? Well, then you don't deserve the team then. I'm sorry. You don't deserve the team in that scenario. So if they get that opportunity and they put it on the ballot and they vote no, then I don't know what to tell you then at that standpoint. I know things are bad for the Royals. I don't know if it's that bad they would get voted down in North Kansas City. I don't know if things are that bad.
I actually don't think it has anything to do with the Royals. I think what's going to happen is if you say we have to have a tax hike in Clay County and there has to be all this we've read the letter from the mayor of North KC. There has to be infrastructure changes. Like there's more to just plopping a stadium down North KC. I think right now the climate in America, they're not going to say yes to more taxes. And I think what the Royals want is to avoid losing at the ballot again. Because let's be honest, the Chiefs also had egg on their face too. But the Royals, absolutely, it was more than Royals and the Chiefs, got pummeled at the ballot, and they don't want to open themselves up for that moment again. I do think it might win in Clay, but there's a chance it doesn't because of a tax hike. And you cannot open yourself up to be the professional sports team that lost a vote twice. That is a humiliating thing to be.
But this is where I don't think you're holding the Royals' feet to the fire enough. The Royals also put a half-ass plan together. If you still, whenever the Royals officially tell us whatever their plan is, I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 3 months. If you don't feel like it's a complete version, everybody associated should be fired. You've had almost 2 years to regroup. And I think everybody knows the next time that you stand in front of the public with pictures and examples and financials and all those things, you better come correct. So I think part of why it failed, a large portion of it why it failed is, I think everybody could see through it. You guys don't have all your ducks in a row. People aren't stupid. I think we see this all the time. People are willing to pay for things. We talk about how expensive concerts are. People pay to go to concerts from artists that they like. I'm looking at Taylor Swift shows. People don't seem to have a problem paying what she's asking. People go see Beyonce. People go see Drake. They ain't coming to see that artist because that artist isn't good enough to charge what they're charging. So I'm with you. No one wants to pay more taxes. But I think there is an understanding. Hey, if you want the Chiefs to stay in Jackson County, you got to pay for it to continue to stay there. So when you present, hey, what should we pay for? You can't just give us more heaters. Is what you asked us to pay for the last time. The Royals asked for more, or the Chiefs asked for more heaters and upgraded suites. I can see why the public is like, no, I don't want to help pay for that. So if you are going to present this idea, whether it's in downtown Kansas City or Clay County, you as the billion-dollar company that is going to ask for a lot of money, hey, you need to have a detailed plan on how this helps the residents of Clay County. And if you can't figure that out after 2 years of the drawing board, then you guys don't deserve us to help you pay for a new stadium. Figure out a way to pay for it for yourself.
I agree with that. I do think it's interesting. I'm saying this as someone who lives in that area and doesn't really want the ballpark there. Ty Masterson, who's part of the Kansas City lawmaker group, I believe he's part of the Kansas State Senate, is saying we're a month away from the Royals' plan being proposed, and that's the closest we've heard to an actual timeline. So if Ty Masterson's correct and they come to Kansas and say, here's our plan in the next month, it does sound like, is Kansas now reemerging as the favorite? Because like a week ago, the favorite was Clay, and before that, the favorite was like, these things pivot. Do you feel like right now, based on what Ty Masterson is saying, Kansas is the favorite to get the Royals?
I just feel like Ty Masterson is kind of one of those things. Like, do you ever expect Ty Masterson to say anything different? I'm not throwing shade at the man, but I guess what I'm saying is I love Nick Wright. When I turn on First Things First, regardless of what happens with the Chiefs, I know what side Nick's going to be on. I know every single time. Nick ain't going to be like, hey, man, I don't know. They played poorly. I never heard that come out of Nick's mouth. There's not a situation in which I think a Kansas Center is going to be like, I don't know, man. Our package actually really isn't that good. Missouri's put a really good one together. No, he's been telling you for a year how confident he is that they're getting the teams. And somehow nothing has happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.